I received this questionable comment today. If you are self-employed and you don't answer your phone, you'll never get any work. A random person, half in jest. Not necessarily. But first, why don't I answer the phone? I make it pretty hard for people to reach me one-on-one, unless they are a client. I recommend you do the same. Here's why. The nature of running a solo business means making the most of your time. You must protect your ability to work deeply in total focus, uninterrupted. You can't do that if anyone can hijack your day by calling you at any time. If people want to call, they're a process. Clients still feel like they get enough of my time and access, but my day isn't hijacked every time the client wants to ask me something. A lot of that means making sure my clients already have all the info and support they need in the first place, so they know everything really clearly so they don't have to call me in the first place. I have set up a dashboard for them with a timeline so the client never feels the need to ask what's happening next. I create FAQs in the onboarding emails to answer questions before they are asked. I send automated emails through the process with the right info at the right time, etc. These alone saves me hours a day on the phone or writing email responses. It will take much longer to set up a guide, write an SOP, create an FAQ page than it does to spend 5 minutes responding to an email, but multiply that 5 minute email 3 times a day by 300 clients and your emails will become unmanageable. When this happens, you'll get stuck in firefighting mode, working on a list of other people's to-dos. Remember the goal here? We're trying to build a lifestyle business for freedom. That means we don't want to just work harder. We want our business to run itself. Allow yourself to be hard to reach. Frantic freelancers react. Systemized solopreneurs are proactive, but calls are something that are hard to avoid. They can come in at any time, disrupting your thought process, and they usually come with an ask or an emergency. No, I can't fix your printer. So when a client needs a call with me, there's a process, which allows them to book a call at a set time so I know about it in advance and what the call is about. It allow means that if access to you isn't unlimited, they see your time is more valuable, they become more organized, and they will often magically find ways to fix their own problems without asking you. But all of the above means making sure my clients already have all the info and support they need in the first place, so they know everything really clearly, so they don't have to call me, I diverge. So back to the point, I will answer calls if I know it's an inquiry. But how to know? Well, I've set up an automated lead funnel, which means when clients reach out, they receive weeks of personal attention from me. And when we finally speak, they feel they are speaking to a trusted advisor, and we speak at a date and time of my choosing, so I'm prepared with free time and an open schedule. I promised Life by Design was going to be actionable things you can to grow a lifestyle business. So I'm jumping into issue number 2 of Life by Design with a walkthrough of a 6-figure system I use in my business every day to generate leads on autopilot. I've set up an automated lead funnel, which means when clients reach out, they receive weeks of personal attention from me. When we finally speak, they feel they are speaking to a trusted advisor, and we speak at a date and time of my choosing, so I'm prepared with free time and an open schedule. And I'm going to walk you through it now, plus give you a juicy bonus at the end. If you become good at what you do, eventually you'll have more inquiries than you have time to answer. Now you have to find a way to respond without just working harder. Shortly, I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. My simple system to skyrocket your sales conversion no one likes being sold to. If you want to waltz into every sales call as a trusted advisor, here's what you need. 1. Lead Magnet 2, Email Sequence 3, Calendly 4, Google Calendar. Let's break down each. 1. Lead Magnet. Build a juicy lead magnet which solves a problem for your ideal customers. Don't skimp. This has to be so valuable they will enter their email to download. 2. Nurture sequence. The prospect is tagged and added A to a nurture sequence. I use MailChimp. You could use ManyChat or others. Give away an instant win they can apply now and a series of messages dripping with value that educates and solves something around their main pain point. Keep it short. Don't overdo the frequency. By the time the prospect can call me, they feel they've already spoken to me a lot already. In fact, I haven't done anything. It's all automated. 3. Calendly. In the email series, the prospect is sent links to book a call via Calendly. The call is remote over Zoom. When they book a call, they receive automated reminders. Bonus tip, gather their main pain point here using the questions so you can frame your offer to solve it later. 4. Google Calendar. Any calls booked get added to my calendar automatically. Calendly is tied to your Google Calendar. My availability is always accurate. No more emailing back and forth 10 times trying to sort a time to call. This took ages to set up and refine, but it takes me no time to manage. I get about 8 warm leads a week this way, which leads to about 2 video calls a week, which equals 1 decent project and 2 projects a month. I've recorded a walkthrough of a lead funnel I've set up that generates 6 figures in revenue for my design agency, Design Hero. If you want to learn how to set it up yourself, you can subscribe for free access to the walkthrough. Key insights for solopreneurs. It might take longer to write up a guide, create an SOP, build a FAQ page, or create a great template than it does to just spend 5 minutes responding to an email. But multiply that 5-minute email 3 times a day by 300 clients, and your emails will quickly become unmanageable. If you want to grow a lifestyle business with profit, freedom, and stability, you won't get there by working just like everyone else. Lifestyle businesses are designed to enable your freedom. If you want to scale without just working harder, then you'll need to start building systems. Daily reminder for solopreneurs: you're there to serve your customers. That doesn't mean being available 24/7. Sometimes you can serve them better by shutting yourself in a room and doing the work. How to take action in the next 5 minutes. Take control of your schedule. No more emailing back and forth 10 times looking for a slot that suits. While it's fresh in your mind, set up your Calendly